This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Holly.
Hi, Dave.
What's going on?
Hey, do you think it's okay to still say happy holidays even though we're into January, well into January?
Yeah, we're in the middle. Well, there is a holiday. You have Martin Luther King Day.
That's not the holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I don't mean happy holidays. I meant happy new year. How long is it okay to say happy new year?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you get the first 2 weeks. I will give you a pass if...
Okay.
So happy new year.
Thank you. Happy new year to you. Do you think that's standard or is this just your own personal call?
That's my personal call. Okay. I mean, it's kind of like Christmas lights. When do you take them down? Do you take them down December 26th or do you leave them up? All holiday? Like, let's say you have your menorah up.
No.
Hanukkah goes through.
Yeah. We put it away at
the day
it ends.
Everything
the
is gone. There's no remnants of whatever happened the past 8 days.
Well, they clean the wax, so maybe it's a day later.
Okay.
No, Christmas lights, if I had Christmas lights or a tree, I think I would want to keep the tree up until it died.
No, you don't want to do that.
Why? What happens? Because
nothing.
The needle? Because it's so pretty. It's so pretty and festive.
You want it in January? Would you like to see a Christmas tree January 10th?
I wouldn't be opposed, although I might be thinking we gotta get rid of this, but it's so pretty and it smells so good.
When you see Christmas lights on January 10th, do you think, just take them down already?
No.
You don't think that. Okay.
And further to that, if somebody left them up all year, I would just think they were practical.
Not lazy?
Practical.
Practical.
How do you feel
really,
about it?
If you saw Christmas lights on March 12th, you would have,
say. So random.
I was trying to think of some random day. I couldn't come up with a random day.
Just.
March 12th, yeah.
Okay, you know, maybe.
Spring is coming, and then you see Christmas lights. Does that put you in the spirit?
No, I still think they're pretty, but I don't know that I'm judging.
Can you listen to Christmas music on March 12th?
Again, I wouldn't be listening to Christmas music past December 20th, maybe even only on December 25th. So, no Christmas music March 12th.
You do not want to hear anything.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Nothing that even reminds you vaguely of Christmas.
No. Do you? Would you listen to Christmas music?
Sure.
In March?
If I heard Fairy Tales of New York on March 12th, I would get a warm, fuzzy feeling, which I do anyway.
I agree with you. I was thinking more of White Christmas or
Santa
Claus is coming to town in March.
Right. No, I understand. But sometimes, hearing White Christmas on July 4th, not too bad.
No.
Mid-Christmas, some people, they celebrate July 25th as half Christmas.
People do that?
I'm sure there are people who do that.
I don't
there
think
are
there
people.
Are people.
I think there's people who all right, 5 more months till Christmas.
July 5th, we should be listening to summer music. We should be listening to Surfing USA and...
And that's it.
Other Beach Boys tunes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I know. We all have certain rules that we have to live by. Set the guidelines.
These are just my feelings. I respect yours. If you want to listen to White Christmas in July and look forward to Christmas, that's fine.
I would turn my head sideways for a second and then accept and then okay.
I can get into this.
This is fine.
Yeah.
But it's nothing I search out. I have my
summer playlist.
I have a drawer of Christmas music
right.
that's still out, or not still out. Actually, yeah, I've filed it away by now.
By now. The second week of January, yes, yeah. You have to. So you must have just put it away.
Correct. Okay. But still, it's still get the warm and fuzzies when I see this list
so
of things.
Mushy. I love it. It's charming.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
It's one of your endearing qualities. one of many.
You're adorable.
Which I think that's not always a compliment.
No. That used to be my put down. Oh, aren't you adorable?
Oh, that's good to know.
you're just adorable. All right.
So we're not celebrating holidays now. We are celebrating K-Rock 1983.
Speaking of way in the past, we're going, is it okay to celebrate 1983 in the 21st century?
1983 was an awesome year. I think it deserves celebrating any year, but especially right now, because that's where we are.
Yes.
In our countdown.
I agree. Okay, so.
In our 80s
Yeah, so we started last week. We started our countdown and of 1983 from K-Rock's 106.7.
Rock of the 80s.
Top hits of that year of 1983. And now we're counting them down. What number are we at? We're at 100.
We are at number 100.
All right, so this time we're doing 10 songs because we only did 6.7 songs last week.
And if you want to know how 6.7 works, you have to go back and listen to last week's show.
I'm sure everybody has. Yes. And no working ahead. Don't look ahead to what we're talking about.
No, do not. Okay, so in addition to the 106.7 songs, as Dave has not yet told us, but K-Rock, Rock of the 80s, has pared down their list. They released it later, and they kept it at 80 songs. So I'm going to have to guess.
Oh, correct.
Dave knows which songs were eliminated from the list, and I'm going to have to guess with this 10 which songs were eliminated, and I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. I think I did this correctly. Yes, okay. I did mark down.
You should wing it.
You're ahead of the game. I'm right there.
Now.
Okay. Very good. I have listed. Okay. I made notes a while ago, and then I forgot about them, and now I'm looking at the notes again. I'm like, okay, did I do that? And I think I did do it. So
okay, well, if you didn't, you can make it up.
Okay.
Number 100.
Very good. Okay, so 100, tell us what it is.
It is the Human League, Fascination.
Keep Feeling Fascination.
Keep Feeling Fascination. Keep Feeling in parentheses.
There's yes. a lot of, yeah, there's a.
There's a lot of parenthetical songs. In this, or there's a couple.
There are.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking, if it was on the updated list or not. So do you think Human League, Keep Feeling Fascination, Feeling in parentheses, is on the list?
I do think so, because I think everything Human League should be on the list.
This was not.
I'm shocked.
It is shocking. Interestingly enough, this song was on a lot of different charts in the day.
Yeah. For example,
it reached number 8 on the pop charts. Mm-hmm. Reached number 1 on the dance disco charts. It reached number 14 on the mainstream rock charts. So you got number 1 on dance disco, number 14 on mainstream rock, which is like KLOS, KMET might be playing it. It reached number 56 on the R&B charts. This is a song that crossed over everywhere.
It's a true crossover song.
Yeah. Wow. Really cool. That's tough to do, to appeal to so many different genres of music, and, you know, everyone accepted it.
And this was only on an EP, right? It was not on Dare.
I think so.
It was not on Dare.
Right. So, this was the song after Don't You Want Me.
Yeah.
Just another great hit. And I am surprised it's not on this list.
Yeah, me too. And you want to hear something funny about this?
Please tell me.
So in the video for the song, which is not a live performance video, but the band, every member is seen playing an instrument as if it were a live performance. And Phil Oakey said, when they made it, the aim of the video is to show that we're a group who play music together. This should help us in America, where they believe we are a manufactured item, mainly because we've never been live on TV there.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I do too.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They had this, they designated songs. I don't know if you looked that up.
Yeah.
Where some songs were dance and some were pop songs.
And they color-coded them.
So what would this, since this crossed over to dance and to pop, they had they labeled this.
So
would this be a pop song or a dance song, according to the band?
This was designated red.
Which means it's a...
It was a dance track,
correct.
According to themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
They did this on purpose. They were like, all right, this is blue, this is a pop song, this is red, this is obviously a dance track.
Yeah.
However, this dance track reached number 14 on mainstream rock charts.
Yeah, Go Human League. Yay.
Go Human League. I actually did hear a great cover of, there's this guy who did like a slowed down acoustic version with some church organ. His name is Rob Crow. If you look it up, it's kind of cool. It's just, it's more, you know, more melancholy.
You recognize the song immediately? I mean, yeah. True to the,
yeah. Well, you know, once you get to the chorus, you do.
Keep but feeling fascination.
Yeah. But it was cool. Just, you know, that's another testament to a good song. If you can
acousticize it.
Yeah. Or if you can make another arrangement and still find something intriguing about it. I like that. So this was, I was just looking up different song, you know, as you look up these songs. Yeah. This was one that I liked.
I will look for it because I think I also just made up that word, acousticize.
Yeah, probably did. I wasn't going to question you on that. I was going to let it go.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on the Spotify, but if it is, I'll put it on the Spotify playlist.
Rob Crow.
Rob Crow. Excellent. As along with the Human League.
Yes.
Which is kind
perfect.
Of fun.
Okay. Like an extra, like an AT-40 extra.
There you go. Oh, look at you pulling that one out. Number 99, Pete Shelley, Telephone Operator.
Yes. Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who passed away like last year, December of last year. I know, December's a bad, I mean, we lost George Michael. Yeah. Remember Joe Strummer died in December?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not remember.
I remember that. And yeah, Pete Shelley dies in December. That's a, well, death is always hard. But yeah, December, for some reason, it hits you extra hard, I think. Yeah. Do you like this song?
I do like this song. Do you like this song?
Oh, yeah.
This song didn't do very well. I mean, it didn't, this wasn't a huge hit.
Well, it made it to number 99 on the K-Rock charts.
I don't believe it was in the top 80, though, was it?
Guess what? This one was.
I am
shocked.
0 for 2.
Yes. Number 79 on the updated list.
Oh, I am. So it's at the very end, but I'm 0 for 2 so far.
Still man on the list. I mean, Keep Feeling Fascination, not on the list.
Very strange.
Yeah, they might have been particular. If it was too big a hit, then maybe we're not going to put it on the list.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a clue for when we talk about other songs that are on this list. To see, just to help you along.
Okay, but I think I was a pretty typical K-Rock listener.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
There were some more, you know, like out there artsy, you know, off the beaten path listeners, you know, for the hardcore.
Right.
But I don't know. I think like Fascination, I think.
That was a mainstream song.
Yeah, it was mainstream. And so for it not to be on the list tells me they're going, maybe somebody like Freddie Snakeskin made this.
Made the call.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Next interview.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Another question. Yeah. So do you like the song?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I miss the Buzzcocks tremendously.
Yeah.
They were like one of my first punk bands that I got into and, you know, just kind of like. Because it was pop and it was punk. It was fast.
Exactly.
It was fast, but they were pop. There was still like a melody to it. And I love that. And then that indeed is the case with Telephone Operator.
Yeah. You know, I did not know. I read this. I don't know if this was an actual tribute, but it said tributes to Pete Shelley came from, you know, a wide variety of, obviously, musicians. Pearl Jam, Duff McKagan, The Pixies, Billy Talent, Peter Hook, Duran Duran, Billy Joe Armstrong, Mike Joyce, Gary Kemp, Flea, Mike Mills, Ginger, Wildheart, Glenn Matlock, and Stuart Brathwaite. There wasn't an actual tribute. They're just saying, right, this, I mean, you don't know that there was an actual tribute to Pete Shelley anywhere? Either live or recorded?
Oh, no, but, you know.
Well, of course, everybody is saluting him.
Right. Anyone our age remembers the Buzzcocks fondly. And so that's very nice. Actually, I did see this thing. There's a Pete Shelley memorial campaign that's raised over 6,000 pounds this year towards the creation of a permanent memorial to Pete in his hometown of Leigh. Is it Leigh? L-E-I-G-H? I think it's Leigh or Lee or Ligh. I'm sure there's no way it's not Leigh. There's no way.
Leigh. You think I would say Lee, but that might be Americanized.
I think, yeah, if it was Americanized, it would be Lay. If it's English, if it's from England, it would probably be Lee. Yeah.
Showing off our lack of.
We have a general lack of knowledge. We appreciate British, or if I'm watching The Crown, so we appreciate the music that comes from Britain, but we don't actually know how to pronounce, except for appreciate. I've been doing that for annoyingly for the past
That's adorable.
Yeah, it is adorable. It is. It really is. I deserve that. But so anyway, it'd be nice one day when we do visit Lee, mm-hmm. England, we will see a memorial when we get there.
Wouldn't
one day.
That be nice? That's
yeah.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
And deserved.
Yeah. Well deserved. Okay.
98.
So moving on to 98. Here's a song. The Bongos, Barbarella.
Yes.
Do you know this song?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I did not remember this song.
Really?
That much. No, but I remember the other song that they had that was popular, the Numbers with Wings.
Yes.
Okay. So that was their big hit.
Yeah.
I played Barbarella. I mean, I think this is kind of the song that time forgot, except for you, apparently.
No,
you do remember this.
I do remember it.
Okay. So
yeah, it's very catchy.
Yeah. It was nominated for a Best Direction in a Video. Yeah. The first MTV Video Music Award. Had the Bongos Number with Wings on there. They lost to Sharp Dressed Man.
Ah, well.
And that's our a Number with Wings was number one for 6 weeks on the CMJ charts. I have no recollection of Barbarella. Oh. So tell me about Barbarella.
I can tell you a little bit about them. Okay. So this is funny. They're from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Home of Frank Sinatra.
I believe you. You would know. You know these things. I heard it referred to as the Hoboken pop scene. Did you know that Hoboken had a pop scene?
Maybe the Smithereens might be from there as well.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember. I don't know. But yeah, Hoboken was not when I lived in New York. There was a cool club called Maxwell's that we went to.
In Hoboken?
In Hoboken, yeah. You know, we needed to get off the island. So Hoboken was kind of a charming little area when we lived there. We kind of liked going to Hoboken. It was like, that was civility there a little bit.
That's really funny.
Instead of like the craziness of the city. But really good club.
People say just the opposite. They want to get out of Hoboken and go into
of course.
into New York.
Right, wherever you are is where you want to leave or get out of.
Yeah. But not that many people say that about New York.
Well,
New Yorkers, you know, true New Yorkers, which I know you are not.
But there were always good shows at, this was a cool club. I remember seeing the Posies there. And Bands. There's actually, The Replacements just had an album that came out that's The Replacements at Maxwell's. That's all I know about Hoboken.
Well, that's
we
good
had
to know.
Actually, and we did have some friends who lived in Hoboken. Like, oh, if we had a choice to live out here again, maybe that's where we would have chosen.
That's
all I know about Hoboken.
I just know it's a suburb. I mean, it's a suburb of New York. It's in New Jersey, but people consider it a suburb of New York.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I never thought it was a hip or anything.
Sure. Jersey could be hip.
Very good to know. Yeah. I'm not slamming New Jersey by any means. I have family there.
Okay. Oh, no disrespect.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
No, Tony Soprano. No disrespect.
All right. Well, so yeah, that was nice.
I hope you went back and listened to it.
I did.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a good song. It's not a Number with Wings, but it's a good song.
I agree. Different. Well,
can you tell me, what else can you tell me about Barbarella from the
80s? Do you have something you want to tell me about?
Well, what's the significance of Barbarella for an 80s music fan?
Like Jane Fonda?
Yes, Jane Fonda was in it, correct?
Yeah.
There was a character in there in the movie Barbarella, played by Milo O'Shea. Do you know the name of the character?
I do not.
The name of the character was Duran Duran.
Is that true?
Yes, and that's where Duran Duran got their name. You had no idea.
Oh.
So there you go.
Thanks,
fun fact.
Dave.
Oh,
that
sure.
That is a fun fact. That's probably the most fun fact. Or can I say the funnest fact?
The funnest of the...
Okay. The funnest of the facts.
We're not done with fun facts.
No. I can't say.
Okay. So I give you another quiz question. Is this song on the updated K-Rock list?
I want to say no.
Okay.
I'm saying no, but it won't surprise me if it is.
Okay. So there's a twist, a twist to this song. Actually, the song that is now at number 67, the song that is now at number 67 on this updated K-Rock list has been, it's not Barbarella, it's Number with Wings.
Numbers with Wings, okay.
Numbers with Wings was not on the old list, but the updated list, it's on.
Oh, that is a fun fact.
There you go.
Wow.
So there you go. The Bongos, Number with Wings is on there. But we finally remember the Bongos' Barbarella, which will be on the Spotify playlist.
I think you should add numbers with wings, right?
Yeah, plural.
Yeah. Can we take a break?
please, please, for the love of God, let's take a break.
I gotta get some air.
Okay.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
We're back. Welcome back to 1983.
All right. Let's count them down. Remember, the smaller the number, the bigger the hit.
All right, Casey. 97.
Yes, number 97. Kajagoogoo, Too Shy. Big, 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 big hit.
Huge hit.
Yes.
Surprised that it's at 97.
Yeah.
And definitely on the top 80.
One would think that, wouldn't one? It's not on the list.
Get out.
Okay.
Get out.
All right, I'm leaving.
All right, I'll do the rest on my own. See ya.
Too big a hit. Number 5 in the U.S. Took 2 weeks to hit number 1 in the U.K. Do you know who produced this song? I'll give you a hint. Think Barbarella. That's my
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Nick Rhodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Produced by Nick Rhodes.
Yeah.
Co-produced.
Wow, I'm shocked and a little disappointed.
Oh, that's not on the list?
Yeah.
Still a great song. Do you know, obviously you know the lead singer.
Limahl?
Yes.
Or as he went after they split, the band went on by as Kaja?
I do remember that vaguely. Yeah,
I did not remember that. And he went on as Limahl.
Yes. Yep. Do you know his real name?
I know his real name.
Okay.
Chris Hamill.
Yes. Where did he get Limahl?
He got Limahl.
Are you looking at your notes? Yeah. This is not an open book test.
Really? Okay, then just tell me.
No, you do you have it there?
I thought I did. If I didn't, I read it and now I can't find it.
Okay.
Tell me.
So his last name is Hamill. Rearrange the letters and you come up with Limahl.
So clever.
Oh, so clever.
So clever.
So clever.
And where do you think the name of the song, the name of the band, Kaja Goo Goo, came from?
It's got to be like Baby Talk or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm asking you because I thought you knew everything, but yes.
Yeah, actually, I was lying. I said the name of, well, according to Wikipedia, the name of the group was then changed to Kaja Goo Goo, coined phonetically from a baby's first sounds, Gaga Goo Goo.
Hmm.
I don't know where they came up with Kaja.
And what the hell? Why Kaja would that occur to you to name a band that?
It was memorable.
Yeah, it was. Actually, it was.
Yeah.
Actually, his hair was equally memorable to the name of the band.
Whose hair did you like better, Mike, A Flock of Seagulls or Limahl?
Oh, Limahl.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My own personal preference.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yes. Do you remember he had one hit as Limahl? Do you remember what it was?
Well, that was a never-ending story.
Oh, very good.
Well, we talked about this on our podcast.
I thought you made. Do you listen? Do you ever go back and listen?
You should check in on the podcast. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Actually, I think we've talked about it, but I don't think we've reached the. He hasn't left, obviously, in 1983. He's still in Kaja Goo Goo.
Oh, but we must have spoken about maybe it was one of your favorite songs of the decade.
I saw Limahl at the revival show.
Did he sing?
Yeah, of course.
Two songs.
Yeah. I mean, with the show, I think we talked about it. You get like two or three songs.
Yeah. So we did Too Shy and Never Ending Story.
Yeah. These revival shows are, you play your songs and then get off the stage. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what people want to see or hear.
Yeah. We don't have patience anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We're old.
Yeah. Old people.
Yes.
Get me started. All right. We're up to
96. Can we go
96? Yes, please do.
Yes. It's it's Public Image Limited, or PIL.
Mm-hmm.
And it is This Is Not a Love Song from This Is What You Want, This Is What You Get.
Song peaked at number 5 on the charts.
It did.
On the UK charts.
Yeah, and didn't chart here at all.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Do you like the song?
Oh, yeah.
How do you not like John Lydon?
Yeah, this was, it's very funny. I mean, this was probably his most commercial hit.
Yes, definitely.
But he was being ironic, I think, in the way he created the song.
Yes.
I think it was, what do you have? What do your notes tell you?
I think his label asked him to write a nice, marketable love song. And so he responded with this.
Yeah.
And do you know how many times it's said in the song? This is not a love song?
No.
44 times.
44. Nice.
Yes, that's how you know.
And yet people still play it at weddings, I'm sure.
Do you play it at yours?
Yes, of course. Yeah, according to this, it's my notes. It says the song's lyrics lampooning the ire from some fans and the music press over the band's movement towards a more commercial style. So he was making fun of it. It was totally ironic. And it ended up being a big hit.
He was surprised. He feels it was the most spiteful song he'd ever written.
So yeah, and it was actually a reaction to another song called Her Story by the Flying Lizards. And that song is about bands selling out their artistic principles for commercial success, where it says, but you still make money by singing sweet songs of love. This is a love song.
This is not a love song.
Well, in the Flying Lizards, they say, this is a love song.
That's funny. I did not know that.
Yeah. It was a response record.
Yes. Well, I thought it was a response to the record label.
It was, I think it was a response to a lot of things, but, you know, he was very angry.
Do you think he was angry?
which fueled, you know, his artistic songwriting ability.
Do you think he was looking for a hit?
I'm sure deep down. Yeah, of course. Everyone wants a hit. Okay. Everybody wants a hit.
I don't want to believe John Lydon wants a hit.
If he didn't want a hit, he would not release music. He would not, or he would
it's
not,
a creative outlet.
He would not be on a big label. He would not. He wanted a hit. Okay. Everybody wants
cynic.
A hit.
Cynic.
Yes, you're being the cynic. But yeah, if you're on,
he's a rebel.
I can't remember what the label he was on, but he was on a major label. They had faith in it. Sex Pistols were on Warner Brothers. You know, they were all. They wanted hits. This way, but you know, being angry was their selling point. There's a lot of angry youths out there. Utes.
Ute.
Yeah. So
going back to Hoboken,
it works.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anger is an energy.
Anger.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's which is funny. I mean, that's nice that You pretend one thing, and yeah. Like, and speaking of Christmas, I mean, you watched Love Actually. You've seen that movie.
I love that movie.
Right, exactly. But it's a big deal to get a Christmas song. And so, Bill Nye's, his way of getting a hit was pretending he didn't care. But then actually, we just put Christmas instead of love. Being cynical. Funny. And it works. Yeah, that worked.
I know you're right. Because you would reject getting signed to a big label if you were.
No, you would put it out yourself, or you wouldn't refuse to play music. Why would you put out music?
So if no you don't one want can it hear- to be heard.
Right. Okay. What's the purpose of that?
You win. You're right.
He went on concert tour. You think he wanted to play shows and have no one show up?
No, but people were always going to show up because he wanted a record deal.
Yes.
Okay, win. It's Johnny Rotten's a sellout.
I mean, that was a thing in the 80s. Everyone, scared of being appearing like a sellout.
Yeah.
They were. That's fine. It was all right to be a sellout. I mean, that's why everyone is a rock and roll star.
So you want to be a rock and roll star?
I do.
I think this is the closest
we're going to be podcast stars one day.
We are?
One day.
Okay.
Speaking of stars, big, big stars who we love so much.
95.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
She, like Johnny Lydon, she has a personality, just bigger than life.
Do you remember? I don't remember the very first time I heard this song, but I just remember being, when it first came out and you first started hearing it, hearing it on the radio,
mm-hmm.
how just, this is, so, I guess, because in conjunction with the video.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, she was made for MTV.
Oh, God.
It's like if you went in a lab and you wanted to create someone for this new visual medium, you would have created Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Just a unique personality and super talented. Yeah, we talked about the MTV, the bongos at getting the one nomination. Cyndi had 9 nominations at that first awards
ceremony. Wow.
Yeah. But she lost the video of the year to The Cars You Might Think.
Yeah.
She won female video of the year. She lost Best New Artist to the Eurythmics.
What the heck?
What the heck?
I mean, I love the Eurythmics, but wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But she was great. And she still is. Have you seen Kinky Boots?
I have.
Yeah, you love it?
Yeah, I love that play, yes.
I have not seen that.
You should. Yeah. You should. You would love it.
Oh, I know I would.
Yeah.
How could I not? Yeah. It's very cool. And actually, there's a new thing from Cyndi coming out. I hope she's partnering with Jane Lynch to to do some sort of comedy series, which has been described as kind of the Golden Girls for today.
Oh, I'm in.
Jane Lynch and Cyndi Lauper.
Jane Lynch is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in. Really? I haven't heard about this.
Neither had I until I did the research. Yeah, so that's coming out soon, I hope. Yeah. So, yes, Cyndi can do no wrong. She's been talked about.
She's a good one.
Yeah, that whole album.
She's
got some great, great hits and songs and albums, and very talented. We love her. All right.
Do you know that she did not write this song? She wrote most of her. She wrote a lot of her songs, but she did not write this one.
Who wrote this one?
This guy was from Philadelphia. His name is Robert Hazard, and he had a band back in the late '70s.
Wasn't it like a reggae song or something like that? It might have been.
I don't know. But they refer to it as a girl power song written by a man, like I Will Survive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
But she did write. She did write a lot of her. Did you hear, do you remember the Weird Al? Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
Hilarious.
Yes.
It's so true. Girls just want to have lunch.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so here's your question. Is this song on the updated list?
Yeah.
No.
Because it's too commercial.
Too big a hit, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so not on the updated list.
I
know, they're very particular in 83. I mean, this was like these K-Rock hits started becoming mainstream. The songs that normally would have been played on K-Rock, or probably started on K-Rock and just got switched over to Top 40 because they just became so huge.
That's really interesting. There's this a number one of songs.
I'm
shocked. Okay, I'm going to have to go against my instinct for the rest of my guesses.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go to 94 then.
I think I'm 0 for 6.
No, you're maybe. All right, 94, Spandau Ballet, Communication.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good song.
I love this song.
I forgot about this and how good it is.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
This is one where it was kind of an earworm for me. I had played it. Like, oh my God, I loved it.
Loved it then, love it now.
Yeah.
Do you remember their first song, To Cut a Long Story Short?
I don't.
Oh.
See, that I was not a big Spandau Ballet fan. You know, like, I didn't buy the records or stuff, but I liked the singles.
Yeah.
Were you into them? Did you see them?
I did like them. I don't think I have ever seen them, although it's hard to remember.
Yeah, I understand.
But from their first single. And, you know, funny, true, they're probably their biggest hit, right?
Oh, easily.
Not my favorite. Not my favorite song.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
But yeah, they were great. The brothers.
Were there brothers in the band?
There were brothers in the band.
Okay.
Gary and Martin Kemp. Gary was the guitar, backing vocals.
Gary's the lead singer. And Martin?
Tony Hadley was the lead singer, wasn't he?
So the lead singer of Spandau Ballet?
Tony Hadley. Yeah.
Unique voice.
But Gary Kemp, whose voice you'll also recognize, he was backing vocals. And his brother Martin on bass. Their sound is very distinctive.
Well, and you hear Tony's voice, and it's very distinctive. I could recognize it probably if he did a commercial. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the Spandau Ballet guy. It's
Spandau Ballet guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Well, actually, the video for True, it was very. He had like a good, preppy, clean cut look.
Yes.
With a kind of unique style, or you know, just kind of look of the '80s, the mid '80s.
Yeah. I think probably so. Okay, your assignment is to go back and listen to "Cut a Long Story Short," which was their debut single.
That was the one you liked.
Yes. Oh, I love. I mean, I love Communication. I like them. I've always been a fan. But you probably
they were kind of like ABC. Yeah. I think about it a little bit.
Maybe that's the just the underlying
dancey new romantic type sound.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You were a new romantic.
Yeah.
Come on, admit it.
I might have been a poser, but I did try to, you know, like dress the part. And, you know, you probably recognize Gary and Martin Kemp because they went on to have TV. You know, when you think about Spandau Ballet, I think you think about them first because they went on to have TV careers in Britain after.
Is that right?
Yes. Gary Kemp, he was in The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston. He was in Killing Zoe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it says on Wikipedia, there was the Gangs of Britain with Gary and Martin Kemp.
Okay, yeah. Brothers. Gangster twins, Ronald and Reginald Cray in the Cray's movie.
That's it. Okay. Brothers Gary and Martin Kemp travel the UK exploring both latter-day and contemporary gangs.
Nice. Okay.
That was their show, the Gangs of Britain with Gary and Martin Kemp. Nice. All right. And they were, I think, the Cray's.
The Cray's. Yeah.
They were in that.
They were the Cray. They were the Cray. They were the Cray's.
That's it. Okay. That's where I know the names.
How Gary are you and Martin. Put this together.
Wow. It'll be fun. All right.
Okay.
Moving on to 93. Another song in parentheses. Oh, by the way, was this Spandau Ballet Communication? Was this on the list?
So my instinct is to say no, but I am going to say yes.
Okay. Another asterisk. True is not on the list. That reached number 4. But Lifeline is on. I think we're going to talk about Lifeline later on. Never mind. Okay.
Lifeline is one of my, I think Lifeline is probably my favorite Spandau Ballet song.
Okay. So that's on the original list. All right. So I'll edit that out. But Communication is not on this list.
Okay.
No. Not on the updated list. As we move to number 93, Wham, Young Guns, in parentheses, Go For It.
Yes. However.
Rapping. Wham, rap.
Did you know that according to Wham, the exclamation point is optional, but the brackets are not.
Okay. Oh, the Go For It?
So Go For It is part of the title, but you can either put or not put the exclamation point over after Young Guns.
Okay.
Yes.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
I like the parentheses. Go For It.
Yes.
This is a hilarious song.
I love this song.
Do you?
I love them. I love everything about them.
I don't know. This is it's a fun song. I mean, it's white boys rapping.
Yeah. Yeah. Cute white boys.
Well, they are cute. They're
cute white British boys.
Yeah. So they were
with great hair.
This song, this was their first hit.
Sure?
Yes, this was their first hit.
The first hit, but it's a second single.
All right. This was their first hit.
Okay. Yes, it was. Yes, it absolutely was.
Okay. First hit. They got on the program Top of the Pops in the UK, and they got on it because there was some band had to back out the last second. It's like a movie. You guys, George, yes. Andrew, sing, right? Can you play on this song? Can you play your song? You got a song, don't you? Well, I think we do.
That does sound like a movie.
Yeah. And they went in there and you could see it. I mean, it's on YouTube, their performance on Top of the Pops, and there's like this insane choreography. It's just cheese ball.
Oh.
But it worked. I mean, it became a big hit after that was, and that was their launching pad.
Yeah.
They got on the show and the rest is history.
Can you sing all the words?
No, I'm not going to go.
Again, it's you're rapping. Just embarrassed to say?
It's rapping, so I'm not going to do that. And I don't sing, and
I can do some.
I can't
raps.
Do George Michael, but it's great. Just if we ever have a website, we'll post that video.
I think that's. I'm going to go back and watch it again.
It is great.
I didn't watch it when I was looking at this. And by the way, you just made a reference to ABC sounding Spandau Ballet sounding like ABC.
Yes,
having similar. This was produced by a producer that worked with ABC, Steve Brown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Who would have known?
You do. You do. Is this on the updated list?
I'm saying yes.
It is not on the list. I know.
I should be fired.
Go with your instincts and then just say the opposite.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm stuck. I'm really.
I know. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. But now I'm guessing just based on what you said. I'm not guessing on what I really think. I'm guessing based on what you said.
You can't outthink this.
I know. I cannot think much.
Okay. Number 92, Oingo Boingo, Nothing Bad Ever Happens.
From Good for Your Soul.
Good for Your Soul. Okay.
Yeah. Do you like the song?
Yeah. I mean, it's an Oingo Boingo song, so yeah. It's fun.
What's not to like?
Yeah. Oingo Boingo was a band that got played on K-Rock and pretty much nowhere else for some reason.
Yeah, but it was
a distinctively LA band, and LA just took to them. But yeah, they
used to play at the Palace a lot.
Yeah, they constantly played the Palace, and you know that worked out. But when they toured the US, it was smaller.
It was tough
for them. They didn't. You know, they got a little bit of airplay, but not too much. But mostly just an LA band.
Yeah, have you ever seen them? Oh, of course, you've seen them. You've done the Halloween stuff.
I never saw Oingo Boingo.
Oh.
I did see Danny Elfman at the Hollywood Bowl for his like Nightmare Before Christmas show. But
they're great.
Got to see the, oh, yeah.
They're so fun.
You know, Oingo Boingo still plays without Danny. You can still see them.
So is it okay to call it Oingo Boingo?
Sure. I'm sure they call it something else. I can't remember. Yeah. Something that makes you think of Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would see that. That would still be kind of fun.
Yeah. They were my kind of band. I loved Oingo Boingo. I saw them a bunch of times.
Nothing Bad Ever Happens. Updated list? Is it on the top 80s of 1983?
I'm just saying yes.
No. Not on the updated list.
Okay, then.
Okay. Keep in mind, we're in the 90s, so it's kind of tough to, you know, some of these, it's going to be tough to break through. I don't know. You know.
You think so?
I don't know. Well, you know, there's 20-some-odd songs, you know. Yeah. I don't know, the 26.7 songs on this list from 83 that are not going to be on this list.
But this is like all of them.
I know.
Well, 10 of them.
All right. Moving on to number 91, which is Peter Gabriel, Shock the Monkey. Still a song that's played today.
Yeah.
And holds up amazingly well and is timeless. One of those songs that you could have played it in, you know, you could play it today. You could have played it in 83. Could have played it in 63 and would have been like, well, this is something I've never heard before. You can play this in 2030 and like, wow, this is something different.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't really pin, but you can't stick it to a format, really. It got played on rock.
Yeah.
Rock radio here.
Yeah. Peaked at number 29 on the US Billboard charts.
58 in the UK.
All right. It was number one on the Hot Mainstream Rock charts.
Wow.
It was Gabriel's first top 40 hit in the U.S.
Yeah, it was his first single to chart higher here than in the UK.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In 2002, Don Ho recorded this for an album. Did you know this?
No, I'm not up on my Don Ho trivia.
This seems like something you would know. Don Ho recorded this for his, he did a compilation, When Pigs Fly, Songs You Never Thought You'd Hear.
I gotcha. I think Pat Boone did something similar when he recorded a heavy metal record.
Yep.
Like a heavy metal record. I think William Shatner, you know, these actors do this. Just like
Don Ho.
Don Ho.
Yeah, this is a good one. This was good. This is from Security. The album, yes. Security.
Okay. But it was also called Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Like, what was it? Four of his albums were
I've learned this from you.
Eponymously titled.
Freak, it's a big word.
I think. Once in a while, I surprise. Updated list, yes or no? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay, indeed.
Yay, 1 for 10.
Number 75.
1 for 10. 75.
75. Okay. Yeah.
So 1 for 10.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Go out with a bang. All right, test. Don't I give you the...
Are you giving me? I think I give you.
No, I think I did it. I asked you. I don't remember.
Okay, you can ask me.
All right.
I'm a big fat fail today.
So I'm going to ask you.
All right.
And I apologize if I forced you to do this twice in a row.
That's okay.
All right. Here we go. In which year did Elton John release the song I'm Still Standing? 83, 85, 87.
87.
83. Jeez. What was the name of the first Prince album to be released in the 80s? Controversy, Prince, Dirty Mind.
In the 80s.
In the 80s.
Prince or Dirty Mind? Because Controversy was 79, wasn't it?
You know,
I am way off.
Go ahead. What are you going to go with?
What was the last one?
We have Controversy, Prince, Dirty Mind.
I think I have to go with Dirty Mind.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. One for two.
Okay.
Madonna released the song Papa Don't Preach in which year? 84, 85, 86.
85.
86. Yeah. Yes. 1 for 3. Here we go. Who released the song Too Late for Goodbyes in 1984? John Lennon, Julian Lennon, George Harrison.
John Lennon.
No.
No. Sorry. I should late for goodbye. Julian Lennon.
Yes.
Yes.
That's okay.
I meant Julian Lennon.
All right. I'm going to give you 2 for 4.
Okay. Thank you.
In which year did Bruce Springsteen release the song Born in the USA? 82, 84, 86.
84.
Correct. Okay. So where
3 for 5?
3 for 5. We're at 40%. What was the name of Madonna's album released in 1989? Like a Prayer, Like a Virgin, You Can Dance.
You Can Dance, an album?
Mm-hmm. It was like a dance themed record.
Was that it?
Oh, it's Like a Prayer. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
All right. Where are we? 3 for 6.
50%?
All right. We'll stick with that. 3 for 6. Which of these songs did Tina Turner release in 1985? What's Love Got to Do With It? We Don't Need Another Hero? The Best.
What's Love Got to Do With It?
No. We don't need another hero. Which song by Bruce Springsteen begins with the phrase, born down in a dead man's town?
Are you not going to give me the choices of songs?
I'm sorry.
You would know it right off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in my head like, what?
You know the song.
Yeah, that was bad of me.
Just because you know the answer.
Brilliant Disguise, My Hometown, Born in the USA.
My Hometown.
No. I was born in the USA.
Wait, read it again. Read this.
Which song by Bruce Springsteen begins with the phrase, born down in a dead man's town?
Yeah.
Which of these albums by Stevie Wonder was released in 1985? Hotter Than July, Characters, and Square Circle.
I think In Square Circle was before that.
What are you going
with? Can you read them again?
Which of these albums by Stevie Wonder was released in 1985? Hotter Than July, Characters, and Square Circle.
Was it In Square Circle?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. The song Dirty Mind was released in 1980 by which artist? Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen. There's a lot of repeats on
Prince.
This. Yes, very good. All right, you got 50%. Okay.
That's nothing to be proud of.
You're fine. All right. Good job. I hope this helps other people. All right, so let's wrap this up, shall we?
Already?
Oh, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
All right, I'll see you next time.
Okay, until then, this is Dave.
This is Holly.
Check you later.
Over and out.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.